Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Bobby Marks, the front office insider for ESPN, was a part of the NBA draft lottery show. So I've been seeing a lot of Bobby Marks lately. He joins us now. Bobby, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good to hear from you as always. So there is a report. The lottery obviously did not go the way that the Grizzlies hoped it would. And they're picking number four. And there is a report that the Grizzlies are considering trading down. How likely do you think that is for the Grizzlies?
As far as moving back, you know, in somewhere in the teens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly a possibility. I think we'll learn enough in the next, 4 weeks here what the value of that fourth pick is. Mm-hmm. There are teams like the Clippers that have 12 and 13. So does that make sense for both sides? Maybe that might be a little bit too rich for the Clippers, instead of getting two good players at 12 and 13, get a great, potentially an impact player at four. So those are some of the scenarios you are. Is it possibly that Luka Doncic falls to you at four? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's something else you have to keep in mind. I think you got to look at all your options. I really do. Either moving back, staying where you are, based on who could fall to you, or you could just stay pat. I mean, you're going to get a good player if you stay where you are. It's not going to be DeAndre Ayton or probably Doncic. It's, probably Marvin Bagley or Jaren Jackson or, Michael Carter. I mean, Michael Porter. I don't know if I want to put him in that equation. I'm concerned about, I know his back is checked out and mm-hmm. stuff, but I think it's a little bit of a risk if you got a top four pick and you miss out on it. I think that something like that certainly sets you back, especially in Memphis where, now you've got to hit on this pick. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about it at length before. You don't have your pick next year. You've got Mark and Mike under contract and Chandler for the foreseeable future, and you really, you can't pick a player who is going to be a project. And hopefully by year three, it works out for you. You need a guy to come in here and kind of play right now.
If the Grizzlies did move down and they got serious about doing that, Bobby, like what in this hypothetical universe could you get a decent player back? Could you get maybe a guy that's fallen out of the rotation or a guy that's fallen out of favor with an organization? Like, is there a possibility by moving down that you can not only acquire a different pick but also a good player as well?
Well, it's interesting because it is such a dominated big draft. Where you're probably going to look at five out of the six players, and the top six are going to be bigs here. So, like, if you look at Philadelphia, who is at 10, does it make sense moving from four to 10 to get somebody, either on the Sixers roster or maybe something else down the road? But if you're Philadelphia, you already got Joel Embiid and you got Dario Saric. So who are you, are you going to, do you need another big? So that's kind of that's the mindset that you are that you're kind of looking at here. But yeah, I mean, I think the goal would be if you moved, if you could move back, that you can maybe get a player that can help right now, as well as something that doesn't move you completely, out of the lottery.
Bobby, you're a former front office guy, so I just want to ask you: if you were in their spot at four, would you go Jaren Jackson Jr.? It doesn't sound like to me you would take Porter that high. It sounds like you think that's a little too risky. What would you do in that spot at four?
I'd be safe. That's mm-hmm. what I would be. I would be more conservative than aggressive.
Is that Jarrett?
Yeah, I do. And I think he could play. I think he could play both positions for you. I think I know you've got Mark there. I'd love to see both those guys on the court together. I think that would be pretty pretty neat, just because I think Jarrett could. I think he can guard fours. You know, I think he's still a little bit of a work in progress offensively. That will come. But I like Trae Young. I think that's a little too. You know, I think Trey's more of an 8-10 guy back in the back end of the lottery. I like Colin Sexton, but you got Mike Conley. And I think, you know, picking him at four is a little bit too early here. You know, Wendell Carter, you know, he's kind of in that mix of big Mo Bamba, but you've got Mark. I mean, I think the big thing is that you've got to figure out is Mark is still part of your future.
You do.
You know, he's under contract for, I mean, if he's not, then pick one of these bigs like a Bamba. And maybe see what Mark's value is on the open market. But from the all intent is that, you know, and just talking to people, you know, close to Memphis, is that they feel that with this pick, with some stability at head coach, if they stay healthy, that there's no reason why this team can compete for a playoff spot.
Bobby, if this thing doesn't take off immediately next year with whoever they get in that draft, I imagine they got to start looking at Mark, because if I'm not mistaken, he's got the player option for the year after this coming season. He could walk out on him, you know, automatically.
Well, you're right, and I think if you go through another season like you did this past year, then Mark Gasol is going to be at a point of his career where he's going to say, you know what, maybe I'll opt out of that contract and leave some money and go play for a team. Your window is closing.
Yes, it
is. And I think that's what you have to look at, not just now with your roster, although you look at their cap sheet and you've got guys under contract for the next couple of years, but eventually, you know, we'll be talking a year from now and you could be in that same spot. So I think you do have to have an eye out for the future.
No question about it. To what degree, Bobby, you tell me, if at all, can Luka Doncic control where he goes in this draft? And did you think him putting out the info about, you know, I'm not committed to it yet, is a way that he's trying that's what he's trying to do?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I think the message was that I am about to tip off for my EuroLeague team
in the
Final Four.
Yep.
And the last thing I want to do is put out there that I'm going to Sacramento or going to Memphis, and I'm excited about the NBA, and then you rock the boat this weekend on a team that's trying to win a championship over there. And I think it was a little bit misinterpretive, and I understand that, you know how things go. You say one thing, and then when it gets to the 20th person,
yep,
the message has been like, you
absolutely
know, all of a sudden we got to the point where, like, he doesn't want to play in Sacramento. I don't think that was the
right.
I don't think that was the intent of the message. I understand that. But it is an interesting case, because you have a European player that will likely not be here the month of June because his team in Spain will be playing late in the season. You will have teams going over there to meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
Will likely not be here for the draft. So you're going to have to go out and get a medical from him, his physical from his agent. Hopefully you've done your homework during the year, and you've met with him now or maybe this weekend during the EuroLeague Final Four, because you don't have that advantage like a Wendell Carter or a Trae Young who might come visit and you can have spend the night with them and sit down, that you're really going to have a good comfort level there.
Speaking of Doncic, I think there are some fits that are better for him than others, obviously. Of the teams that are picking in the top three, because everybody seems to agree there's no way, I guess not no way, but it would be unlikely that he falls out of the top three. Which of those teams between Atlanta, Sacramento, and Phoenix do you think is the best fit for Luka?
I would say probably Sacramento. I do, because you can put him and De'Aaron Fox together with Bogdan Bogdanovic. That's your three-guard rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I thought Memphis would have been a perfect fit.
Oh, no doubt.
I really would.
No question.
I mean, our guys wrote it up. You know, they looked at what would be the best fit, and Memphis was the best one just because of with Mike Conley. Maybe you can play Mike off the ball.
Yep.
And the thing with Doncic is that he's a big guard, similar to like Ben Simmons, but he is not a pure point guard. So to ask him to bring up the ball against pressure, I think you're running the risk there. I do, and I think you need another guard, you know, another guard that can kind of create out there with you. So I do think Sacramento, just based on, I know De'Aaron Fox is only going into his first year, but I look at those two guys together. I think that's something that could possibly work.
Bobby, chances the Grizzlies are able to keep Tyreke Evans on the $8.6 million mid-level exception that you've written about in terms of the breakdown you've done for all teams in the NBA. You wrote about this 8.6. Can they keep him on that? Do you think he'll get more?
I think that's his market number. I really do. I mean, just talking with teams out here, the teams that have the cap space, I don't see teams like Chicago and Atlanta going out, spending a lot of money. Who knows what Dallas and maybe Phoenix do. Mm-hmm. We know about Philadelphia and L.A. I think that's his number. I think he's an $8 to $9 million guy. With that, as I mentioned, there is certainly a high priority with the mid-level exception this year, which is that number.
Yep.
But I do. If you asked me that around the trade deadline,
right there,
I would say no.
Okay.
I would have said no. But just how this market has started to shake out a little bit, and we're still 5 weeks away from free agency. I do think that if that's what Tyreke wants to do, I think that's kind of where his number is.
So what could a contract?
I feel good about that.
What could a contract from the Grizzlies to Tyreke Evans look like then?
Well, the most years you can go out is 4 years.
Yeah.
You start at 8.6, and you can give a 5% increase there. So, I mean, I don't know if I'd go out 4 years. That's a big commitment. But can you get him, even if he wants to bet on himself again,
yep,
and do a 2-year deal, give him a player option for the second year, let him go out maybe in free agency 2019, so at least you have him for another year. I think that's something that maybe you look at.
Okay.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Bobby Marks from ESPN, Front Office Insider for ESPN. And that's really about it for the Grizzlies in terms of what they can do, right? I mean, they've got the mid-level, and they don't have the biannual because they used it last year on Tyreke Evans. So in terms of what the Grizzlies can do, it's basically just get a guy for the mid-level and they're done, right?
You're right, yeah. I mean, basically their free agency is June 21st, the night of the draft. And then, 10 days later, based on maybe some trimming around the edges with that exception, and then you have to hope that the guys that were injured this past year, the Mike Conleys recover, and I think they will. And this is kind of what your group is.
Bobby, let me just ask you just real, if they don't re-sign him, and what you're saying, I'm encouraged by it. It sounds like that number is going to fall right around there. But if they don't, and they didn't trade him last year at the deadline, are NBA folks going to look at this front office and say, stupid?
I don't know about stupid. I mean, I think you set a point as far as, and you kind of dig your heels in the sand here as far as where are you willing to go at the deadline here? Are you willing to get second-round picks back? Is it more of a belief that you think you can re-sign him and the second-round picks make sense? I didn't see a team out there willing to give up first-round picks for him. I really didn't.
Yep.
And that kind of took him basically took him off the board. And I don't know if you could have got a good second just based on the rental for 3 months. So, no, I understood.
I got you.
I know Memphis was, at the time, they were heading to the lottery. There was not keeping him for the playoffs made any sense.
Right.
So I think they just made a decision that what you could get in the second round probably was not worth losing him where you thought you could maybe bring him back.
Yep, Bobby, good stuff as always, man. Thank you
Great
for your time.
Stuff, Bobby.
Now you're busy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
Yep, he is Bobby Marks, Front Office Insider for ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.